Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. And I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and ageofthecustomer.com, which is the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Eva's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. In fact, we're celebrating her 16th anniversary as an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Eva, thanks again for the great years. TaxMama.com, right?
TaxMama.com. Yes, I started with you when I was 3.
I know, you were only 3, just a baby. Eva's been giving us some great tax tips and tell us some really great stories about some things that she's experienced in helping people with their taxes. One of the things that you want to encourage us to do is to check out our own Social Security account. Why do we need to worry about that if we're not near retirement?
Well, you know, I'm starting to find people, when they are getting close to retirement and they're checking them out, they find that information is missing in the account.
Like what?
Like some years their employment income doesn't appear at all.
Ah.
So if you check it out every year, because now we can do it online, mm-hmm. you can make sure that whatever you've earned recently, the jobs or your self-employment income or whatever, that you are able to make sure that that appears. And if not, while it's still recent and people have records, you can update it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons
And if there is something missing, when it gets fixed, that increases the amount that you draw?
That increases the amount you're able to draw or ensures that you have your 40 quarters in.
And tell us about the 40 quarters.
Yeah, in order to draw Social Security, you have to have 10 years worth of work experience mm-hmm. in Social Security, paying into Social Security. And so that's 40 quarters. Some people work for government agencies or schools mm-hmm. for some or all of the time, so they don't have those quarters in there. And they could get that by maybe starting a job on the side or something else, or starting a business on the side. But one of the things I'm seeing a lot of is people coming here from other countries to work.
Ah.
Or they're here as students and they're working. Then they go home and check back 10 or 20 years later when they want to retire.
Mm-hmm.
The information's not in their account. And now where do you get it?
Good suggestion. So you just go to socialsecurity.gov?
Yeah, you just go to Social. You can just Google what's in my Social Security account, and it'll take you to the right page on the Social Security site.
And then you just put your Social Security number in.
They have this whole form that you go through. It's fairly self-explanatory, and so you can just log into it. And actually, they have socialsecurity.gov/myaccount is the actual page you go to.
Mm-hmm.
And you can
tell you, if you're near retirement, will it tell you how much you're going to draw?
Yeah, it'll give you know that stuff they mail out to you every year if you ask for it?
Mm-hmm.
That gives you your status. It'll tell you what you can draw when you retire,
mm-hmm.
what you can draw if you're disabled.
Do you recommend people draw at 65 or whenever they can, whenever the regular year to retire? Or do you recommend, if they don't need the money, do you recommend they wait until they're 70? What do you recommend on that?
Well, you know what?
We've got a lot of baby boomers out there in this category.
You've got to look at your genetic longevity. So if your parents lived for a very long time, you're going to be living a long time. So you may want to wait and collect a larger amount later when you need it. If your parents died early, start collecting as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's also a way to start collecting and then put it on hold.
But you also, if you're still working, though, you also have to pay taxes on it, don't you?
Well, you will always have to pay taxes.
Even after 70? Even after 70?
Yeah, if you have other income going that's more than $25,000 or $30,000,
uh-huh.
you're going to pay tax on a bunch of that money.
Okay.
But if you're working and you're under 65 or 66, whatever your age limit is,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to pay back $1 for every
dollar.
Right,
you don't want to. Yeah, you don't want. If you're working, you don't want to draw before that middle number, 65 or 6 or whatever, depending on how old you are. You don't want to start drawing before then. But if you do, the question is how long, as you say, how long do you plan on living? Well, I'm just curious about the ten year rule. That's good information. And socialsecurity.gov/myaccount. Is that it?
socialsecurity.gov/myaccount. And then there's a little trick for people whose businesses don't make enough profit to pay in enough to qualify for the whole quarter.
Right.
There's a way to use something on the Schedule SE where you can pay up enough to get qualified.
I see what you said. To catch it, you can catch up those quarters.
You can catch up for the year.
Hey, Eva, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Have a less taxing day.
I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.